It is time for the Baseball Insider, Andy Carboni. But Andy, is there any baseball? Welcome, by the way.
Well, nice to be back, Bill, and unfortunately, still no baseball. Major League Baseball and the Players Association could not come to an agreement to end the lockout yesterday. Commissioner Rob Manfred announced that the first two series of the 2022 season have now been officially canceled. The Red Sox will lose the opening three-game series at home with the Rays and then a three-game series at home with the Orioles. Players Association returning to New York City. They said no agreement will be possible until at least Thursday, the earliest. A reminder that players will not be paid for the canceled games. Biggest issues maintaining between the two sides are luxury tax thresholds, minimum salaries, salary arbitration eligibility, and revenue sharing. Fans with tickets for games canceled at Fenway can receive a credit for future tickets or have their money refunded.
All right, Andy. So what does this mean for the Red Sox here? What's going on with the team?
Well, nothing really can happen with the team at this point, Bill. I mean, they still can't make any moves with the Major League roster in terms of signing any free agents that are out there. Obviously, can't make any trades at this point. So just kind of in a holding pattern at this point. Of course, the Red Sox can sign players to minor league deals. Minor leagues will be playing as scheduled, but anything with the Major League club is off limits.
So there's what are the chances of actually any spring training games then going moving forward, do you think?
Well, there will be spring training games eventually. It just depends when this lockout does come to an end. There's going to be a need for spring training.
All right.
There'll be at least a month once the lockout ends that they'll have for a spring training to get players ready for the season. How the spring training schedule will fare out after that remains to be seen with games that are already being lost with the lockout at this point. But there will be games, and players do have to get ready, especially the pitchers, get their arms revved up for the season. But a shortened spring training, which it will be, that'll most likely lead to more injuries throughout the season for players, especially pitchers. So it'll be interesting. Just a question: how long does this go? I mean, if they can meet on Thursday and get things settled finally, then you're not going to maybe lose too much. But every day that drags on, it's longer into the season you're going to go that you're going to be missing more time.
Gotcha. All right. Well, Andy, where do you want to pick up with some other baseball news for us here?
Well, with any real Red Sox news at this point, just having to do with some minor league information, Red Sox have lost more than a dozen minor league free agents in the offseason so far. And some of those players did make the majors last year, including pitchers Colton Brewer and Yaxel Rios, third baseman Jairo Munoz, and shortstop Jack Lopez. Red Sox did add another arm to the organization. They signed right-handed pitcher Tyler Danish to a minor league contract with an invitation to Major League spring training. Danish was drafted by the White Sox in the 2013 draft, played in the minors with the Angels last season. Reports say that Nesson is in talks with former Red Sox infielders Kevin Youkilis and Will Milbrooks to work as color commentators to try to replace Jerry Remy, who passed away. Dennis Eckersley is set to return for a limited number of games in the upcoming season.
Gotcha. All right. So Eck wouldn't be full-time then, huh, in the booth then, huh?
No, I mean, he really hasn't been full-time when you look back at it over the years he's been with the Red Sox. He's kind of had a limited schedule. I don't know if this, where they say it's a limited schedule for this coming season, I don't know if that's going to be less games than what he has been doing.
Yeah.
But he has not been a full-time, although I think that would be outstanding to have him in there full-time. But he does have other things that he attends to, so I guess he can work it into his schedule to work as many games as he wants. So we'll just enjoy the games that he can do.
Yeah, you got it. All right. Other notes to share with us?
Well, former Red Sox first baseman Adrian Gonzalez officially announced his retirement after a 15-year career. Gonzalez last played in the majors back in 2018 for the Mets. He was with the Red Sox in 2011 and in 2012. Red Sox have hired Anthony Apache as their senior hitting coordinator, and the Worcester Red Sox have hired Chad Tracy as their manager.
Well, as they say, woo-hoo. All right. So what do we have on Nesson Plus today for Red Sox Classics?
Well, it's the best of Manny Ramirez, first pitch at 10 o'clock. Actually, there is no Red Sox Classics on Nesson Plus today on this Wednesday. They're back in action tomorrow night at 10 o'clock. A little bit of a change to the Nesson Plus schedule to throw everybody off, but it will be a game from July 1st of 2006. Red Sox beat the Florida Marlins 11-5 in Miami. Manny hitting two home runs and driving in five.
No Nesson Classics. Well, that's just Nesson being Nesson, I guess, today then, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. No Major League Baseball. Lockout continues, and Nesson Plus is locking us out of Red Sox Classics today.
All right. So we've talked about the lockout. We've talked about the Red Sox. So now let's move on to the big Major League Baseball story. I saw some notes I was going to ask you about. I think you have one of them there. So what's going on in the rest of Major League Baseball to share with us?
Well, the league is attempting to trim down its labor force in the minor leagues by reducing the size of the domestic reserve list to below 150. Currently, clubs are allowed to have up to 180 players in their minor league systems. In December of 2020, the league got rid of 42 minor league teams when it restructured the farm system. So it's more jobs potentially being cut, and this is one of the factors that's also being bantered back and forth between the Players Association and Major League Baseball during this lockout.
Minor leagues coming into the negotiations, you're saying?
Yes, obviously it's reducing more jobs by having less players involved in each minor league system, so that is a factor.
Okay. I know there's a bunch of names in the news. One that I was going to ask you about was Derek Jeter, but you have some others as well.
Well, we'll start with Derek Jeter. He stepped down the other day as CEO of the Miami Marlins after 5 years. He also gave up his 4% share in ownership of the team, so that was kind of a shock to everyone's system the other day when, the lockout negotiations were going strong, and back on Tuesday and Monday there was talks that things were potentially coming to an end and they might agree to something, and then news comes out that Derek Jeter is going to step away, and sources are saying that Jeter made that announcement because he has been told that once this lockout ends, the Marlins will have up to a $15 million reduction in their salaries for players for the next season. So I think Jeter said when he got into the Marlins that there was a five-year plan to turn the organization around. Each year, ownership has cut back on salaries since he started with the team, so I guess he sees that continuing even further, so he says, well, maybe it's time to move on because I don't see the five-year plan turning out as he had wished.
Well, Derek, not every team has those deep salary pockets like the Yankees do, I guess, right?
Yeah, I guess, if he wants to work on that level, he should just stay home with the Yankees and try to find a job there.
All right, there we go. All right, what else do you have, Andy?
Well, Nationals outfielder Juan Soto reportedly turned down a 13-year, $350 million extension from the Nationals just before the lockout began. If he had accepted the offer, he would have been paid an average salary of almost $27 million a year starting this season up until the year 2034. The 23-year-old thinks his best option is to go year by year and wait till free agency when he's first eligible at the end of the 2024 season. Well, good luck to him.
$100 million there, $100 million there, here, whatever, right?
Yeah, it's all good.
It'll work. Hopefully it works out for him. All right.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And you have other retirement news, too, right?
Yeah, umpire Joe West officially retired after a 45-year career. I mean, that was something that was talked about during the season, but I guess he officially turned in his papers recently, so it's officially stamped, and he's going off into the sunset. Unfortunately, we have some players that passed away since we last spoke. Former outfielder Gerald Williams, who played most of his career with the Yankees, he passed away at the age of 55 after a battle with cancer. Former Red Sox DH Jeremy Giambi, he played for the team back in 2003. He died at the age of 47. And a key figure in Seattle Mariners history also passed away. Second baseman Julio Cruz at the age of 67 last week. He was a member of the Mariners' first team back in 1977, and he's been part of the Mariners' Spanish language broadcast since 2003.
And I know we always, sometimes at the end of the Baseball Insider podcast, Andy, it takes an unusual twist, whether it's the police blotter or whatever, but what do you got for us here to close it out?
Well, obviously, not good news. Guilty verdict in the trial involving the death of former Major League pitcher Tyler Skaggs. Jury found former Los Angeles Angels communications director Eric Kay guilty of distribution of controlled substances resulting in the 2019 death and conspiracy to possess with intent to distribute. Mr. K is going to be facing a minimum of 20-year prison sentence. Skaggs, the pitcher of the Angels, was found dead in the Dallas area hotel room back in July of 2019. He had fentanyl, oxycodone, and alcohol in his system. And more news from the so-called police blotter. Dodgers pitcher Trevor Bauer will not face criminal charges for sexual assault allegations. Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office made the decision after a five-month investigation. Bauer is still not cleared to rejoin the team as Major League Baseball's investigation is still going.
Andy, let's come full circle on the lockout. Next talk's Thursday, and is there what do you think what can happen? I know no one knows, but what do you think?
Well, I mean, they say it could be Thursday. There's no guarantee they're going to meet. I mean, you know, the people from the rep, players' reps heading back to New York City, and they say, well, maybe Thursday we'll meet, but there's nothing set in stone. Personally, I think there's going to be a little bit more of a cooling-off period between the two sides. May they meet by the end of the week? Maybe. I wouldn't bet on it, but it would be nice to see. I could see this thing dragging on for a few more weeks at least before things get hopefully buttoned up and we get back to business here. But, you know, on Monday night, they were working until the wee hours of the morning, and all the reports were saying that they were very close to a deal. Everything looked productive, and they went to bed and got back at it yesterday morning at 10, and all of a sudden, boom, things went the wrong way again, and things are shut down. So I don't see a resolve coming that quickly if they couldn't go between Monday night and Tuesday and get things fixed up. Why would just a day off today and then all of a sudden meeting tomorrow get that done? They could have got that done on Monday night. So I think it's going to drag on a bit.
Yeah, I guess these things usually do. And so and the calendar has turned. We're now in March, and that's the big spring training month for sure. So it's impacting
it's
that.
It's a shame. I mean, obviously you have fans out there missing games, and you look at all the workers that work at those spring training venues and all those spring training areas that get the revenue from people coming into their cities for spring training. They're all losing that as well. So there's no winner in all this, Bill, regardless how it all plays out. Owners, players, everyone ends up losing in the whole deal.
All the lackadaisical, lazy baseball that will be missed down there in Florida.
Right? Absolutely. But we'll keep an eye on it, and we'll report the latest update, that's for sure.
You got it. There he is, baseball insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell on MSO, newsports.com.